Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the fifth day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechet Yevamos, Perek Yud Dalad, Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echad Cheresh ve'Echad Pikeach, one is a deaf mute, one is normal. Nesuim L'Shtei Nachrias, married to two Jewish women who are not related. Nachrias simply means not related to each other. So they're not sisters. Pikos, and they happen to be normal. So, we've got two brothers, one normal, one not. One is a deaf mute, and married to two normal women, these women unrelated. So, therefore, one of these marriages is an absolutely good marriage, Minatora, and the other one is a Midrabonan one. Meis cheresh bal pehapikachas. If the deaf mute, the one who was married to the normal woman, died. Now, his marriage was not a proper marriage. His wife now comes has to be dealt with by the surviving brother, who is a pikeach for Yibum or for Chalitza. Says the Mishnah, Mayase pikeach bala pikeach. So what does the normal brother who is married to the normal woman do? And his marriage is a proper marriage. The zika of the Yibum is only midrabanan. But because there's no problem of marrying her or giving chalitza here, he can do either. Oy chalitz, oy miyabum. He will either give chalitza, or he will either do yibum to his deceased brother's wife, like any yibama. That's not an issue. There's no problem at all. She's not a sister of his wife. There's no relationship between the two women. However, meis pikeach bal hapikachas. But if the brother who is normal, who's married to the normal woman, he dies, and his wife now needs to be dealt with by the cheresh, by the deaf mute, right, who is the brother of her deceased husband, ma yase cheresh balakachas, what does he do, the cheresh? He has less options because he's a cheresh, because he's a deaf mute. Koines, the only option he has is he has to marry the yevama. He does yibum to the yevama. He builds his deceased brother's home by doing gibum, and ve'ena motzei lo'olam, and he can never divorce her. Why? Because the get that he would give her, any get that he would give her, would be midrabanan, and it's not powerful enough to take away the zika of the yevama, which is minatora. The zika, the connection that the Torah puts on him, being the sister-in-law, that is minatora. That's very powerful, and it cannot be taken away by just a get. Aye, what about chalitza? Now, normally chalitza would work and would take away, but he cannot give chalitza because of the rules we've said many times. A cheresh, a deaf mute, cannot give chalitza. Mishnah Ches. Shnei achim pikchim nesuim l'shtei nachrias. Imagine if you have two normal brothers married to two unrelated sisters. Achas pikachas v'achas chereshes. One is normal, and one is a deaf mute. Which means that here too, one of the marriages is minatora, the one who is married, the pikeach married to the pikachas, and one is mirabonan, the pikeach who is married to the chareshes. Meis pikeach bala chareshes, if the normal brother died, the one who is married to the deaf mute dies, and his wife now has to be dealt with by the brother who is the husband of the pikachas for yibum. What can the normal brother do, the one who is married to the normal wife? Koines, he can marry the Yavama, can't give a chalitza, because there's no chalitza in the chareshes. A chalitza cannot be given to a deaf mute woman. And if he wants to divorce her after he does Yibum, he can do that, because he's normal, he's a pikeach. What happens if the normal brother who's married to the normal woman dies, and his wife now has to be dealt with the surviving brother, who is also normal, but married to a chareshes? Mayase pikeach bala chareshes. What does the normal brother, the surviving brother, do, the one who's married chareshes? Well, he has two options. Oy chalitz, oy miyabim. He can either do chalitza, or he can do yibum. Why? Because he's a pikeach, and so is his sister-in-law, the Yevama Pikachas. So both options are open. He can either do Chalitza or Yibum.